a diabetes breakthrough.
I crack open a microphone here on America Tonight. We're going to be talking about the results of Michigan and Arizona. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope your week is off to a great start. Mitt Romney is hoping he's going to have things going in the right direction. In fact, this is what he had to say about getting out there and making a difference for Romney.
Tomorrow can be the first step in a better future. I need your help to make that happen. Get out there and vote a couple of times, all right? Get your friends to do it. Give me the support we need. Let's go back and take back America and keep it the hope of the earth.
Wow. What did he say, the hope of the earth? It's crazy some of the things that Romney has said, talking about veering off in different directions. I think his big blunder of the weekend was when he said he had friends who owned NASCAR teams because he was out at the Daytona 500, which was rained out and didn't fully happen until Tuesday in the early morning hours. Matt Kenseth was crowned the winner of the Super Bowl of auto racing, but Romney was on hand early in the weekend and tried to connect with the people that were there. He should have just said, oh, my favorite driver is whoever. He should have picked a driver, stuck with a team, and gone with that, but instead he said he had friends that own NASCAR teams. I don't think the common man killing themselves to get a ticket and listening to what's going on in the pits has great friends that are all NASCAR team owners, but okay. This happens with Mitt Romney. And that was his blunder. Rick Santorum had a few of his own. Romney did take time, though, to take a big swing at the man that's currently in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
This is a president out of ideas, out of excuses, and in 2012, we're going to get him out of the White House. We started off about, 15 points down in the polls. Now we're leading in the polls. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate the support. Thank you.
It's interesting. When we first started talking about Mitt Romney, if I went back into the archives of America Tonight, you would hear me saying that Mitt Romney's the establishment guy, that this is who's being put forth, all the endorsements. He's the guy who's going to lock up the nomination. And I thought he would have done it probably before this, to be honest. And the people in Michigan who occupy some of those talk show seats thought the same thing, thought that you wouldn't even be talking about any significance of Michigan or Arizona, or really even so much Super Tuesday, because it really looked like lock, stock, barrel. He had it sewed up, even if there was a few challenges. And boy, the makeup of the Republican landscape has been anything but that. Think of the scattered bodies of those who have left the campaign trail, the Rick Perrys, the Herman Cains, the Michelle Bachmans, the John Huntsmans, and narrowing that field. One guy who's going to be a difference maker at the convention, which could be brokered, is Ron Paul, because he might not be getting the delegates he needs, but he certainly has some popularity, and he knows how to wield that. I think he's going to be somebody to contend with, at least from that perspective. He sticks with the money issues especially, and he does that here.
I don't believe we're going to jump out of this recession like the other ones. So we have to change our attitude as a people on what the role of government ought to be and who should have that role. We're too big to fail. We're rich banks and we're big corporations. If you don't bail us out, there's going to be a depression. What they're worrying about is a depression for themselves. They're not worried about the depression for the people.
There's a great question that he turned on a phrase to the audience. What should the role of government be? What do you see as the role of government? Do you see that there is certainly some necessary reasons why a government can function, our type of government can function, as long as it's hand-in-hand with capitalism. That's what seems to have worked so well in the past. And some of the things that we need to see overhauled in this country and why the focus isn't on that. And we keep hearing the 99 and the 1%, the taxes, and where are the taxes going, and a flat tax, a fair tax, the IRS's fault, all of that. And these are things that we've touched on for years. And absolutely in this election, it's about money, money, money. There are other things that are killing us. There are other things that are significant. But it's the economy, the economy, the economy that's shaping up for this whole presidential run. We knew this heading into this year. We've seen it unfold. So it's not a giant shocker, certainly, for any of us. But that's something that Ron Paul is very strong in because of his convictions on the Federal Reserve and areas of waste and deficit and whatnot that he's always held as a Texas congressman, but he does not appeal to the establishment whatsoever because of a few of the other things that would be considered too nutty. He's not a player in the establishment game, but he is definitely a player among young people, among some of the plenty of older people, too. So it's not that he's just the Pied Piper of young people. And more importantly, he's going to have a role in that convention. He absolutely is going to have a role in what happens there. So Ron Paul is going to stick through this till the end. What happens with Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney ultimately, because I do think that he is going to get the nomination. But what has he lost in the end with four remaining candidates in Arizona and Michigan and stumping in other places? It seems to me, it feels inevitable that Mitt Romney gets this. It feels inevitable. But what cost put Romney, who is not popular among a lot of people? That's why the Anybody But Mitt crowd also will push this brokered convention, also will make this become a reality. I think that what we're going to see is some interesting things in Tampa at the end of August, because this is absolutely, absolutely no layup. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about Afghanistan and the woes facing us and what we have to ask ourselves as to what we want to be the future for our involvement. How long do we stay? Supposedly there's a timetable out by 2014, but now the ambassador, Ryan Crocker, is saying we need to redouble efforts. We need to dig in. Senator John McCain is saying the same thing, that if we want to really attack terrorism, we cannot vacate Afghanistan. We cannot run away from Afghanistan, no matter how tough it gets, despite the assassination of two soldiers who were mentoring and assisting in any way they could to help the government to continue to get back on its feet and get back in the right direction under Hamid Karzai. And then ultimately somebody assassinates them dressed as a soldier carrying a silencer in a heavily guarded area. Whew, tough stuff. We're talking about that next, mixing in a sad day in an Ohio town. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse.
And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds now, just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Imagine it's 7:30 in the morning and you get a cell phone call, a text message from your kid that the school is in lockdown and somebody is shooting. That's what happened when T.J. Hunt decided that he would shatter the lives of so many students in Chadron, Ohio, which is just outside of Cleveland. One person dead, four others in the hospital. One is critical. One is in serious condition upon the last check. And the question becomes, what makes a kid do that? And puts all that fear into other kids' eyes. He's just a juvenile, under 18 years old, but he had a gun, went up cold-bloodedly, kind of steely-eyed, as he was described by the students, and just decided to open fire. Here's Teresa Hunt, one of the parents who got one of those frantic calls.
As a mother, I mean, the school is being really great about it. I'm just really scared for her because I can't be with her, and I can't even get near the school. The shooting took place in the cafeteria at 7:30 this morning. I know that four kids were shot. That's what she knew.
All right. That's what she knew, and she knew that she needed to call her mother to tell her that she was okay. And that was played out over and over and over again in Ohio. The why question, they don't know. They're going to have a ceremony, if you will, a candlelight vigil on Tuesday, and the school's going to be closed. In fact, the whole district will be shut down. It's a small town of over 5,000 people who are still asking themselves over and over again, I'm sure at this moment, why? How did this happen? Nobody saw it coming. And maybe he'll open up and discuss the reasons why. Some reports are surfacing that he was a kid that was bullied and picked on a ton. So did he just decide he had enough and he was going to go and do something and make a statement? And he certainly did that. And this is just one of those all too familiar things that we're hearing, even though it's only whenever it happens, 6 months, 3 months, however, it's awful no matter when it happens. And it does always take us aback. And it seems as though it's occurring more than we've heard about in the past. And part of that is because the Pandora's box was ripped open, as many of you remember, with Columbine in 1999. I can still vividly remember the kid coming out of the window who was bleeding to get away from what was going on inside Columbine High School, running, getting away to save himself, and as were so many of the other students. All right, speaking of saving yourself, should we continue to risk what we have invested in manpower and in money in Afghanistan? That's a big question after a couple of really rocky weeks in that country that have seen the assassination of two really good soldiers who were helping to try to train some government-type people, and also grenades being thrown at a base, rioters screaming anti-American sentiment, and all of this, a lot of that on the heels of an accidental Quran burning at Bagram Air Force Base that has really led to some frenzied moments. Here's one of the captains who makes that decision, or is part of the process. I shouldn't say makes that decision, but is part of the process, who talks about the poisoning claim and talks about how tense it is, but the fact that things are getting better. Captain John Kirby.
I'd be less than honest if I didn't say that things are tense here in Kabul. They certainly are. But I will tell you that it's getting calmer here. We don't know if this was a deliberate act to poison or whether it was just inadvertent, perhaps using more Clorox in the cleaning process than they should have.
All right, so was there more Clorox? I don't know. We're not going to solve the riddle of Afghanistan. My feelings are the same that they've been all the way along through this process in the last couple of months anyway. I think that we need to get out of there ASAP, because we're only prolonging what I really believe, sadly, is the inevitable. And I think that country does not roll forward. We've seen it when others have invaded. And, yes, they were different times, but not that different. I truly believe the Taliban has a hold there. You have illiterate people. I've explained the reasons why before. And for the great efforts of so many soldiers, bravo. And we don't want to see any of that go in vain. And maybe there are some changes that have been made in villages, but I can't imagine that it's going to be sustained in the long run. And that ultimately is the problem for me. Sustainability, Keystone Pipeline, and jobs. Lots of arguments over woulda, shoulda, coulda, or do it now, or don't do it at all. This has become a big-time hot-button issue. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talked about some new proposals and the Keystone Pipeline actually becoming a little bit of a reality anyway.
A new proposal, a new pipeline route, and that will certainly be reviewed by the book without prejudice. The pipeline from Cushing to the Gulf could potentially be important, precisely because there are bottlenecks in Cushing right now that prevent what is essentially a glut of domestically produced oil from getting to market. Most of the permitting here is, because it does not cross an international border, is done by local and state governments.
And that's an issue that's going to be taken up with the Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. That'll happen on Tuesday in Washington. We'll give you the fallout from that on our next America Tonight. So we've got Michigan and Arizona to talk about the delegates there. Did Romney save face? Did he hold Michigan, or did he lose it to Santorum? That would be certainly a big question. And what happens with Chu? Do they chew him up? He is dead with the Keystone Pipeline, and I think he'll get shellacked on this one from the Republicans anyway. Initially saying it was great, the State Department had looked everything over, and then backtracking on that and saying, oh, you know, we need to do some more environmental impact studies on it once it became such a hot-button thing in this presidential race and was really shoved by, shelved or shoved aside by President Obama. So that's going to be fascinating to watch that. I might even turn on C-SPAN, which has got to be one of those boring channels to watch. But I might even turn on C-SPAN for a few minutes to catch some of that testimony live. I mean, you can certainly, there's other ways to get it, but I might actually watch that. If I were somebody who was an executive with Costa Cruisers, the cruise line, I think I might be looking for another job. How long does this cruise organization survive when they've had yet another incident? Check this out. That's a coffee swallow. The Costa Allegra started drifting into the Indian Ocean after an engine room fire, and it was being towed on Tuesday to a nearby island. The people at that organization have to be concerned. I mean, this is in light of what happened in Italy with the boat that flipped the people who weren't evacuated and the many souls who lost their lives because apparently a captain, turned the wheel to go closer to land. In this case, this is one of those things where that can happen, an engine room fire, but bad timing for them. So they were put out, the virus put out. None of the passengers were hurt or any of that, but what started the fire, they have no idea what started the fire. So then you just do the towing process. And they were about 200 miles southwest of Shells when the fire broke out, and they sent a distress signal, and they handled it. The passengers, they say, would be given bread, water, and fruit until a helicopter arrived on Tuesday with more provisions. And once again, it's like a small world after all, because you've got the United Nations on the boat with kids and people from France and Italy and Canadians and Americans who were on board this ship. And, boy, the shares of Costa Cruises parent company Carnival didn't change in early trading in London on Tuesday, but it might dump a little bit on the American Stock Exchange. I'm just thinking it might drop a little bit. Might be time to think about some other options besides cruises. I'm just thinking out loud.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
York, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.